We're just a week out from the Freo Winter Music Festival, a time where we huddle up and move between stages across North Freo to celebrate local music. As part of the 30-strong lineup, Ash Diggs will be playing his second ever show in this latest project. He's with you on Breakfast right now. Hello.
Good morning, Taylor.
Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you. And congratulations to you.
Oh.
You know, sleeping in for the rest of your days, it's going to be great.
I mean, sleeping is like 7 o'clock now, but yeah. I mean, you get it. You're a dad.
I get the 7 o'clock sleep in, and you're ever so grateful of those extra couple of minutes that you get. Yeah, it's really good.
I'm looking forward to it, but I don't want to talk about myself. I want to talk about you.
Yes.
Ash Diggs is this latest project, but people will know that you've been making music for many, many years. Rockwell and Groom and the community and all the collab stuff that you've done over the years. Mm-hmm. Tell me about this new project. Why now?
I think over the journey with me has been a search for authenticity. So I started sampling other people and then going around the world sampling things, and then ended up sampling myself on the three EPs that I did in terms of making it instrumental music. And then 2 years ago, I had a very kind of a sad moment in my life, and really it was an opportunity for me to actualize my voice. And I've always had a voice, and people who've come down to collab and been in the community jam bands have known that I come up and used to do something called mumble scat, which was me kind of scatting but not really saying much at all. So this kind of project was me taking those negative experiences and turning them into something authentically me. So that's why was the change of the name. So adding Ash, but still has the kind of production chops of Digger. And then just the EP is really solemn and somber, but it's not where I envisage it going to next. This is just a purposeful moment in time when I needed to reflect and to say things truthfully and authentically, and that's what it's come out as. It's come out as kind of like real somber and really reflective and really proud of it.
I don't want to sound too saccharine or whatever here, but I feel like it was a very therapeutic process to make this one.
Yeah, very cathartic. So part of the story is that as a young adult and growing into a man was that my voice wasn't necessarily something that was wanted or needed in a particular relationship. And really what this was about was me clearing the air with my my ideas and my perspective about a certain issue. And what came out of that was authenticity. And that's really what I think this project kind of encapsulates, is the fact that I've got this 15 years of music production behind me, but then I have this new thing in my toolkit, which is my voice, which is actually quite diverse. And the music that you've heard kind of has lots of different styles, but I really see that as that something that's going to come out more and more. Like it's going to be, and I really feel like this is the perfect vehicle for me at this time and at my age. And it's just something that I feel really excited about. Like it's through this catharticism and this this use of your voice and this letting go and the processing of trauma really was me producing something quite beautiful. And
it was really interesting when we first heard about this project and when we received those first few singles that came through. It was a case of not knowing what to expect, but then when it arrived, it threw you for a loop for a second because it's not what we're used to hearing from you, and we're definitely not used to hearing your voice front and centre. How did it feel when you started making this EP and going, I'm going to be on full display here?
Yeah, I felt very vulnerable. But I see that as an opportunity to share that with others and hopefully inspire people to find their own voices. That was really the way I saw it, as a way to articulate my story and my family's story, but also to hopefully shed light for other people and to know that, you know, we've all got voices and where they're important and they need to be heard, and an authentic voice is powerful. And I feel that's the vulnerability was there, and it, especially when the EP came out, I was like, oh God, there's a lot of a lot of stuff out there which people are listening to. But I think overall, I think there's, in that kind of somberness, there's that beauty that I've kind of rustically created. And I feel that beauty is, something that was meant to come out eventually.
And also liberating. Once it's out there, it's out there. We're speaking this morning with Ash Diggs, who is getting ready for the Freo Winter Music Festival next week, and we'll touch on that shortly. But Tapes of You is a brand new EP. It's out in the world. It's the debut from Ash Diggs. We know that you, in previous projects, have done a lot of sampling. You've sort of travelled all over the world. You've done lots of crate digging and tinkered away at home. How did this one come together? Because, it, like I said before, it sounds completely different.
Yeah. So essentially it's still electronically produced. It's still a Digger Rockwell kind of produced. That's the same mechanism. So using Ableton, but I'm all of it's... I still use sample drums, but all of it's me playing instruments, and all the backup vocals are me. And it came through about that I had just these sketches of songs, and then I had a chance run in with a mate of mine, Dan Carroll, who works down at Radar Studios, and basically said to him that I've got these songs that I really want to record. And if anybody knows Dan, he's an enthusiastic participant in all a manner of things, and he was really on board. And then we just basically I had these songs and recorded them, and then we worked on mixing them, and what's come out is what's come out. The light sound for this sounds slightly different. There's a little bit more guitar noodling and a little bit more spaciousness, and so that's what's coming out in the project more recently, is that that kind of instrumentation that you saw with Digger Rockwell is coming out in that live sense as well. So,
well, I wanted to touch on the live sense because the debut performance has happened. You launched it down at the Bird a couple of weeks ago, which for folks who've been following you along for a while know that place is a pretty significant venue. First one's done. You're feeling good and ready for the second?
It was down at the Moon.
Oh, sorry, the Moon.
Yeah, that's the place where I first started Digger Rockwell and CoLab and the community record stuff. And it was just a symbolic place for me to restart, I guess. And it was really cool. I had all my mates down there, and I had a few other people who obviously had heard the EP or had known of or been interested in my career over the last 15 years. And it was really great. I actually felt like I've done two things in my life where I've actually thought, oh, I really want to do that again. So the first one was doing stand-up comedy for 5 minutes.
Wait, what?
I did stand-up comedy about 8 years ago. Do you know that thing when they used to have the musicians do stand-up comedy for the debuts, the comedy virgins, they used to call it?
Oh, so you did a type five?
Yeah, I did 5 minutes, and that was one experience where I was like, damn, I want to do that again.
Wow.
And then doing the gig at the Moon was another experience where I was like, damn, I want to do that again. Because that vulnerability, but also I practice a lot, so it was kind of like I felt like, I think that's the important things with doing anything, you need to practice. And so I felt really ready, and I felt like this was something. And the feedback I've been getting from people who, you know, friends who usually kind of sometimes aren't always like, oh, that was awesome.
They were into it.
They were really like, that was something quite special. And
cool.
I was like, and I was like, that's really good. Thank you so much for that feedback. And yeah, so the live thing is similar to Digger Rockwell delivery, but it's with the voice and with so I've got everything separated into its stems, so I can really take the music to a place as I feel. So I can take the drums out, I can take the bass out, and I can do more stripped backed versions, but then you've got the guitar and the synth, and really adding that next level of that kind of journey, which is continuing.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to the next performance. It sounds like they're all going to be slightly different from each other. The next one, of course, is the Winter Music Festival. Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
You're going to be at the Port Beach Brewery next weekend, Saturday, the 24th of June. If you want to come down, you can grab your tickets right now at rtrfm.com.au. I need a comedy album now that I know that you have done the stand-up.
It was kind of dad humour. It was like early dad humour.
I'm here for it.
That's probably not something Ash Diggs would do. It would probably be something that I would probably go back up there and say, I'm going to do another 5 minutes. But the singing and the that aspects is really moving me forward to kind of do more.
It's all a journey. We'll see. It's all there's a still journey. Time. Yeah, there's exactly. still time. We're going to play a track from Tapes of You now. Do you want to tell us a bit about You and I?
You and I is a song about the conversation that I wanted to have with my dad. And it's just a song about a relationship and the commonality and the differences between two people that sometimes need to be expressed.
All right, we're going to hear it right now. This is Ash Diggs with You and I. Thank you for coming and hanging out and breaking.
Yeah, congratulations, all the best in Sydney.
Oh, thank you. TRFM, it's Ash Diggs. Tapes of You was a local feature here a couple of weeks ago. And it's a track you and I lifted from it. Big thank you again to Ash for stopping by breakfast this morning, talking all about this new project, this new phase of his musical evolution, and getting ready to play his second ever show as Ash Diggs at the Frio Winter Music Festival. We've known and loved his work for so many years across various projects, and I'm excited to see where this next one goes. It is definitely going to make a stop off at the Winter Music Fest next Saturday, the 24th of June, playing shoulder to shoulder with so many other great bands, people like Maddox Plain and King Ibis, The Leap Year, Veruca Moon, the Tone Youth Collective. They're taking over a whole stage and bringing a whole bunch of people. So I can't wait to see what unfolds there.